I appreciate Kelly Hoffman joining me this morning, kind of spur of the moment thing happening here today. And Kelly, good morning. Thanks for your time today.
Good morning.
Hey, I understand there was an unfortunate incident that took place in Cokeville earlier this week, and looks like a Cokeville resident lost their home to a chimney fire, if I understand correctly.
Yes, that's right. We received a fire call about 10:30 the other night and report of a chimney fire, but it had turned into a full-fledged house fire. And we were on scene and fought it for several hours with help from camera, and but the house was pretty much a loss. So
sounds like, fortunately though, no injuries in the incident.
No.
Everyone was okay.
Yes, everyone was okay. There were no injuries, so it all worked out.
Well, Kelly, I appreciate you taking some time to just remind our listeners about chimney fires, getting your chimney cleaned. Just give us a reminder on why that's so important.
So, first of all, I guess as the county fire warden, you know, I visit with all the departments in the county and see how things are going. And it seems this time of year, when we're into a heavy winter like this and people have particularly burned a lot of wood, we don't think about cleaning them necessarily in the middle of the winter. A lot of people do a good job, like in the fall before they start burning. But years like this, where there's a lot of burning going on, that buildup can cause problems. The other thing we notice from these types of fires is sometimes people clean them, but they're not checking those connections, especially where they transition from the pipes in the house to the pipe that goes outside or up through the roof or somewhere like that, going from like single wall or double wall into their triple wall that goes outside or whatever. And I've actually seen a lot of those in my 30 years, of where some of that was the problem too, is those connections not being checked and getting loose and heating up things around them.
So what are you looking for when you say check those connections, just to make sure the seal's tight and everything's connected properly there? Is that what you mean?
Yes, absolutely. Make sure those pipes haven't slipped, you know, like from gravity or just, you know, never being looked at sometimes. Because what will happen is if that starts to gap and heat and smoke get out of that connection, it will gradually char that wood. There's a process called pyrolysis that slowly changes the composition of that combustible material, like the wood that goes through the wall or wherever. And what it does is lowers the ignition temperature of that wood. So over time, if you have that leak, it could take several years, but eventually it will, instead of that wood burning at a normal temperature, it might drop it 20-30%. And so that the next time you light up a fire, all of a sudden it's going to make that take off.
Kelly Hoffman with us this morning, Lincoln County Fire Warden. And Kelly, so during a normal average winter, you want to get it clean beforehand, but it sounds like you want to do it again at least one more time about midwinter right now, correct?
I would say that would be the prudent thing to do, and at least checking it, you know, checking it two or three times during the winter, getting up there. I know that sometimes isn't the easiest thing to do either with all the snow.
Sure. Well, and it's, I mean, if I understand, obviously you know more about it than I would, but a lot of times by the time you notice that you have a chimney fire, it's already been going for a while. Those things are a little harder to detect, yeah?
Absolutely. This is what happened the other night. This situation had occurred probably a few hours before they actually saw, where they saw some smoke and a little flame, and that was already in the ceiling between the first and second floor, and then by then it was a real fire. So,
Kelly, appreciate your time. Anything else about getting chimneys clean and maintained you wanted to mention this morning?
No, I think that's good. I think I know a lot of people, you know, we burn wood. I burn wood at home myself. Just try and be cognizant of it to make sure we're always checking those things out as we're using our devices, through whether it's a fireplace or a wood stove, especially with piping, that we're checking those, looking at them, looking at the, you know, if they do go through combustible areas, like through a ceiling or out through a wall, that we're really inspecting those with, well, make sure they're not getting too hot and seeing signs of charring or anything that might make us look to, that we need to investigate it further.
That's Kelly Hoffman, Lincoln County Fire Warden. Kelly, thank you so much. Appreciate it.